Welcome to another Geography GCSE Reviewing Podcast. And today we'll be looking at volcanoes, and in particular, how they're formed. Volcanoes form when magma escapes from a vent, which is a fracture or crack in the Earth's crust. This often happens at plate boundaries. The magma that reaches the surface in an eruption is called lava, and is one of many different products that may be thrown out, including ash, cinders, lava bombs, pumice, dust, gases and steam. Violent eruptions throw out acid lava and solid materials such as ash and cinders. Acid lava has a high silica content, and because it is viscous or sticky, it only travels short distances before cooling. Non-violent eruptions emit basic lava, which has a low silica content, and basic lava is fluid and may flow long distances before cooling. There are different types of volcano depending on the material thrown out in an eruption. There is the composite or cone volcano, and these would include places such as Mount Etna and Mount St. Helens. The characteristics of a composite cone volcano would include steep-sided symmetrical cone-shaped mountains, high with a narrow base, its alternate layers of acid lava and ash, and the lava may cool inside the vent, and therefore the next eruption would be very explosive to remove this plug. And we often have sometimes subsidiary cones and vents forming along the side of the mountain. We then have shield volcanoes, and these volcanoes occur because they emit basic lava. The examples here would be the Hawaiian Islands, for example. The volcanoes associated with shield volcanoes are gentle sloped, they have wide bases, and they often have frequent eruptions of basic lava. Because the lava flows more easily, it travels over longer distances before cooling, and is usually non-violent.